Dzidziso yangu ichange iri also inspired by the Holy Ghost.
My teaching will be inspired by the Holy Ghost as well.
Ndoita zvimwe zvanchandzidzisawo.
And there are other things that I'm going to teach.
Zvirikufaronge zviri zvedu muzuva ranhasi.
That is supposed to be ours to claim in this day.
Ndosandati Friday we are meeting here for an encounter Friday.
That's why I said on Friday we are meeting here for an encounter Friday.
So let's prepare for this coming Friday.
So let us prepare for this coming Friday.
Now, the shadow TV book of Genesis chapter 47.
I want us to read our Bibles from the book of Genesis chapter 47.
From verse 1.
From the 14. First verse.
Genesis chapter 47 from verse 1 to 14.
Verse 1 to 14.
Yes, Genesis chapter 47.
Genesis chapter 47 from verse 1. Verse 1. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, "My father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen." 2. And he took some of his brethren, even 5 men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, "What is your occupation?" And they said unto Pharaoh, "Thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers."
Okay, do not mean to say something because we talk about covenants, right?
I want you to understand something because I'm talking about covenants.
Nasan sudango bata chete my family covenant. Yes, chabata my family covenant.
Today I'm not going to tackle family covenants only.
Pertaining to also nezuro.
But I will touch them pertaining the issue that I had yesterday.
But bata also even my covenants.
I'm also going to handle covenants that we don't know that are in the communities where we live.
Now,
the story that is being read about.
Do not mean to say something. Do not mean to say drama.
I want you to understand the drama that is happening. It's a true story.
No introduction. Israel Egypt.
This is the introduction of the Israelites in Egypt.
Africa.
This is the beginning of colonization of Africa.
Nema Israelites.
By the Israelites.
Tunzwisa.
Do you understand?
Language ononzwisisa.
I want to use a language that you understand.
But mucha discover kuti it was more spiritual.
You discover the colonization was more spiritual
than as it was physical.
Amen.
My problems, imagine, in Africa, no matter how tikadako zviramba.
The problems of Africa, no matter how much we refuse it,
they are more spiritual.
They are more spiritual
than they are physical.
Than they are physically.
Reason why I discovered, nomuchona kuti mu Africa tine vanhu vari the wisest people.
In Africa, you discover they are the wisest people.
Which I discovered in Africa, vajinji vachondo mavari.
You discover most people of such caliber are in Africa.
In Africa, even our leaders.
In Africa, even our leaders.
Our professors. Kana takutaura nyaya kuziva.
If we are talking of knowledge.
Which I discovered kuti pane imwe mhando yeruziva yakaiswa pamunhu anonzi muAfrican.
You discover there's a certain type of knowledge that was put on an African.
So far, and sometimes a European country in it are not natural resources, such as like Africa.
So far, I haven't heard any European country with natural resources like Africa.
And the more the natural resources are in a nation, the more the demonic presence.
That is the more the demons are present in that nation.
Do you
understand?
Because every, I'm not natural resource.
Every natural resource.
There is a
spirit that helps to keep and that can cause it to manifest.
I think muruzoti zvafane nengo yatirino yatirikunzizo tiri munguva yenzara muno muZimbabwe, right?
Like now we are in a period of hunger in Zimbabwe.
Which I discovered again per time iyo ndoti nguva futi inonyuka.
You discover during the same time most minerals will come out.
Nyika mukanzi mune nzara kazhinji muAfrica ndopanoonekwa ma minerals.
If there's hunger in a country, most minerals will come.
Matombo mamwe asatamboonekwa.
That's when other
cannot
gems
akaonekwa ndopanotanga kubuda achibva pasi.
Other gems or precious stones will start coming out.
Kazhinji zvikanzi nguva yenzara even uchidiga mugarden ugonosangana negoridhe.
Most times when it's a time of hunger,
amen,
if you are digging your garden, you might find gold.
Amen. Have you ever discovered that?
Have you ever noticed this?
When minerals,
minerals will come out.
But there is this demonic presence whether I want to deny it or not, it's there. I believe the moment we begin kunzwisa zvinhu zvemwe, okay, ndanzwa testimony, I think manzwa testimony apiwa panapa ya.
I think you heard that testimony that was given here.
Ya director.
Of the director.
Vachitaurakuti vangore kana mhosva dzakudzi dzauya.
When she was saying crimes started coming after him.
Ani manzwa manzwa zvese zvataura.
You heard everything that she said.
Ende pamhosva dzese inini I can simply say.
On all these
accusations,
I can simply say what she was being accused, she did not do it. The evidence, I cannot bring it out because why I'm seeing it.
Because I'm one of the witnesses.
I'm one witness of the witness because I've got a place where I'm seeing this thing. Amen.
But the problem, the
problem that is there is this. If you are said you are the witness in court and you agree to that, and they say show us the evidence.
Even if I want to say
what I'm seeing, even if I was not there physically,
void.
They say that evidence is void. They will ask children, do you know this man? And myself, I don't even know the school. I've not even got myself there.
But bedroom my directors no pin and wanyaya.
But in the bedroom of the directors, I go there and hear him stories.
Hello.
Amen.
My boardrooms, my wasiri, even watch your patch coro. No one
in the boardrooms. I can go there and hear what they are saying.
There's a promotion, there's a discussion.
And I come here and I tell her, there's a promotion coming, they are discussing something.
And they are with a promotion, I want to retire.
And she's saying, how come promotion? I want to retire.
Don't retire, there's a promotion.
And I tell her not to retire, there's a promotion coming.
But if you ask her, my days even before.
If you ask her days before.
I would call for a meeting. I would call for a meeting and I would dub it leaders meeting. Ndoti, I want to teach you to pray.
And I say, I want to teach you to pray.
Then I would teach people to pray.
This is how you pray. Let us pray.
And I would tell them the moment yamurungwenda. Even pamberi pevanhu muchinzi muri kupiwa hana zvigaro nekudi.
The moment you go before people and you are having seats given to you,
zvaku require futi more prayer.
It requires more prayer.
Because hondo dzinozouya, the price to pay.
Because the battles that come and the price to pay.
Every blessing is expensive to maintain.
Every blessing is expensive to maintain.
Vangana vari kuda mota pana?
How many want cars here?
Apa kutoremerwa ne dollar rekombi. And not to own something.
You can't even afford a dollar to go into a commuter or minibus. And these are some of the issues that are supposed to come put to an end when we gather here.
But do you know Timothy Kawuya kupinam town or chade dollar?
Do you know when a car comes for you to go into town, you don't need a
dollar? Town, $10.
When you want to go into town, you require
$10. It's a blessing, but kuzo maintain.
It is a blessing, but to maintain it,
kunotura.
It's expensive.
Hello.
Amen.
Marriage.
Marriage. How many want marriage?
I don't need a marriage.
But to bath alone, it is a problem. Especially in winter. Imagine when there's a child come, and a child comes and wants to be bathed also. And a husband whom you're supposed to tell go and bath.
Very expensive.
You see how expensive it is.
Amen.
Amen.
Every blessing. Across the bridge.
When we moved to stay from Chitungiza into Harare. The first month or two, I was like going crazy. When I got into a butcher and I heard the price of meat per kg. And we said they are stealing our money here. People who stay there are okay with the price.
Because
in Chitungwiza, you can find meat for dollar. If it's difficult for you, don't go into your
butcher.
You can go to the street and get meat at a price that you want. But when you go uptown, if you say, I want the intestines, you might not even find them. They will tell you to get the whole chicken.
Hello.
Amen.
Now, chinzwa price ebanda uko one.
Now hear the price of just one leg.
It's expensive to maintain.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
We kutungo pedza wiki chete.
For you to just come to the end of a week.
Because mvuro kwa amwe dzipate munototenga.
They don't drink tap water, you have to buy that water.
And kuno at least no one a bucket for 50 cents.
Here you get a bucket for 50 cents. It's better.
But ukoko chigubu.
But there one container.
Chemvura yekuma.
Of drinking water.
Chekuti mukwane kana kuti day.
For you to use for a day.
Kuno ku 10 liters do 50. Do 50 cents dollar for two. It 20 cents.
They are saying Jesus. $1 for 12 buckets.
Uko chigubu chi 5 liters.
There one bottle of 5 liters.
It's $3.
It's $3.
True story.
This is a true story.
5 liters. Chi gaya kuti my buckets 5.
Chi imagine how 5 buckets.
Kutona amwe mvura.
For people to drink water.
One bucket is 10 liters, right?
One bucket is 20 liters.
Is it 20? One bucket is 20 liters.
One bucket is 20 liters.
Some dollar for 5 my buckets.
And they are saying $1 for 12 buckets.
For 12 my buckets, dollar.
Yes. One bucket, $1, 12
times 20. Is it? 120. Mati 12 times 20. Mati 20, and mati 12, my 20 liters, guy.
12
times 12 my buckets, ichi.
That's 240 liters.
Liters. Zirungo that dollar.
Requiring $1.
Now, 240 liters uga cross a bridge because 5 liters is $3.
If you go uptown, 240 liters, 5 liters is equivalent to $1 to $3.
5 liters is 3. And okumanja, I'll tengo chiti ndirutenga bucket. Chino to weird shirori.
You don't say I'm buying a bucket, a truck will come. And it delivers water to you. You don't use buckets, you do tanks.
Saga 5 liters. Kutipine 120.
240 liters.
5 liters mangan. 48 5.
How much is that?
48 times 3. $144 could parara 1 week.
For people to survive 1 week.
Asata
taura chingwa. We are not talking of bread.
Nyama.
We are not talking of meat.
Asata taura mama. Asata taure.
We are not talking of other necessities.
Ndika kunamatira panapo kuti wakucross a bridge.
But if I pray for you that you are now crossing the bridge going uptown. You are supposed to be strong.
Physically.
Amen.
And muzona.
Do you see that?
Because every blessing is expensive too.
Every blessing is expensive to maintain. You are supposed to understand every time when God is blessing. For you to maintain the blessing is expensive.
Hello.
Amen.
So, panapa Israel, panapa kuverengwa.
Here Israel where it is being read.
Mucha discover kutopinda makwavo mu Egypt.
You discover they are entering into Egypt.
Mukanoverenga pa chapter iri before.
If you read from the before,
Mwari
from the chapter before.
Jacob ari ku Canaan.
God visit Jacob when he was in Canaan.
Mwari kubvaudza Jacob kuti mwana wako Joseph mpenyu.
And God told Jacob that your son Joseph is alive.
Can you imagine kuti Joseph pari kutengeswa mwari asikudza Jacob kuti mpenyu?
Imagine was when Joseph was sold into slavery, God did not tell Jacob
it
that
was
his son
years
was
later.
Amen.
As burume rikuru ari mukomana pakatengeswa mwari akaramba akanyara even painye perwa.
Even when he's a boy, when he was sold, God was silent. God did not tell him that the jacket you received, the blood that is there, is not your child. God continued in his silence.
Then years later,
amen.
When
he was old, God visited him.
There is a secret I want
to tell you that only me and your other 11 sons know.
Do you
know that Joseph is alive? Joseph is alive and he said, I don't know.
And Joseph,
it's now time for Joseph to call you. When he's calling you, go and stay in Egypt. Go out of Canaan. He's not just alive, but where he is, I've blessed him.
But
look at the beginning of the blessing, what this man
is saying. God, you are saying
you were there when the brothers were lying.
And you
cried, God help me, you acted like if you were not there and yet you were there.
Even pamkadzi waPotifa mwari mamuripo murizi.
Even on the wife of Potiphar, God, you were there and you were silent.
Every process I prepare kuti Joseph zova a king.
And
one
this
day
was the
Egypt.
Process preparing Joseph to be the king.
But
of Egypt.
But
when he was going through these things, he thought God had forsaken him.
Because my Christ, we are good at eating honey, but not good at being beaten by bees.
Because Christians are good at eating honey, but not being good
yet
at being stung by bees.
Pane uchi.
And yet everywhere where there
is honey,
when God comes and show you people bowing down before
you, and if he
shows you your parents bowing down before
you, we
forget that there is a process until the level when people are bowing down before
you.
Most people who pray to God,
some
of the pits where you are, it's not the
devil.
Some of the hunger in the prisons where you
are
locked
up is not the devil.
Even if God is involved, it's all about the future that you cannot
see.
They did not know the day when they thought they are selling
Joseph.
In selling Joseph, they are correcting their future.
Amen. And
God caused them to do
passion.
God knew if he told them,
you're
selling of Joseph, you're fulfilling the prophecy of you.
These
people are too bad
that Joseph opezake.
So let me cause when Joseph shares his dream, they should feel the jealous that this young man is pampering himself. They did not know that they being
possessed.
God was at the center of it for their future to be good.
So,
I want to tell you that even you, you're quick to be
anger. I know
your siblings did wrong to you. But my child, you were quick to demonstrate your anger. If you know the reverse of the story, you will calm down. Amen.
So,
every person that you are seeing being called a person,
that's
a doorway to another
realm. And
some of the doors you don't enjoy to enter into such realms.
Hello.
Amen.
So, danzwa pa testimony ngachipwa na mother.
On the testimony that my Jenna shared, saying the man of God came and said, all these issues, there's nothing.
Now, Indrukwe is a spirit. You are good there.
She's shivering and afraid.
Indrukwe and calm because Indrukuzoti.
I'm coming
calm
because I know where the issues come from. There's no issue.
What you do, you don't
sort issues
physically.
You sort the issues where they begin.
They
just feel like they are losing interest, but it's not losing interest, it's spiritual.
It's very spiritual.
Even some of the violence that people are demonstrating wanting your head, it is spiritual. When I'm saying people are rebelling against
me, it's very spiritual. There
is nothing that just
happened. I
don't know if you're going to understand this. Nothing just
happened.
Tell your neighbor, nothing just happens.
Akuna.
Nothing.
Akuna.
Nothing just happens.
There are
places where these things are begun.
So that's why I'm trying to note it, the biggest advantage any person can have.
That's why you see the biggest advantage any person can have.
The biggest ningati present you can give yourself.
The biggest gift or a present you can give yourself
kukura pamweya
is growing spiritually.
Kuva away from spiritual activities.
Being aware of spiritual activities. You avoid so many battles.
And
most people, you count yourselves out
because
of what you have done or what you do.
But I'm saying as though zvamurikuita zvine effect nenyaya ye alertness yako mweya.
But you don't know what you are doing doesn't have effect of your alertness spiritually.
Musuno, it was last week Saturday.
Last week on Saturday.
Ndandakagara, I was preparing for services Sunday.
As I was preparing for Sunday service.
So can I prepare my service sometimes?
As I'm preparing for Sunday service at times. Most people go to bed and I'm left alone.
So that time actually,
that time when I was thinking of going to sleep, also, I started feeling a heavy anointing from the Lord,
and
I started
feeling
the heat. So I went back into the room, sat down to prepare for service. I heard myself being asked a question.
Who is a saint?
I was asked, who is a saint?
So I thought kuti ndakupiwa message a Sunday.
I thought I'm receiving a Sunday message.
But to me, I knew kuti ndine a message yandaifamba nayo yandaizota sanda pedza because zvazvinoita zvekudeso.
I knew the message that I was moving around with. What happens is this?
Prophetic message.
If I tell you that I'm coming with a prophetic message,
inini as the one are we deliver?
Me as the person delivering the message.
It's me
who determines what to
deliver. It's
like in a service where you go.
Ndaiseka musunu peta mukomana aitaura kudzi.
I was laughing recently when there was a man,
so,
a boy speaking. Kudzi said, I wanted to give up, I wanted to backslide.
Kudzi is a young guy in media.
He's a young man in media.
So this man has angazoti. Now, paruda kuyeduka.
When he wanted to backslide,
one day they passed through my house.
One day he passed through my house.
With
other guys when they were coming from where they came and
coming
from.
On him they gonna bed den yemari.
On him I saw a burden of money.
It's okay, garako. They wanna bed den yemari.
I saw a burden of money.
Kubvana muti ah mari yako no zapa iri.
And I asked him, do you know where your money is?
It's
not on the things that you are thinking, but on the things that you hate.
And I said,
and he asked, what is it? And he said, what? And I told him, what you are doing.
If you
learn these things, he was waiting for me to say, can I prophesy? And I told the elderly that I was there and teach him what you are doing. This is where his monies
are.
I don't even know if you have been involved in construction. Just building some things. If he completes what he's doing,
his money is complete.
His money is also complete.
Now,
when he's saying that, he feels like looking for money.
But ask Zoti Papundampama thousands of dollars in information and
he doesn't know that there I've given him thousands of dollars with the information I gave
but
him.
But
He's waiting for me to continually speak.
So he came one Sunday.
Then one Sunday he came. He said on Friday, I almost gave up because I had a problem of my neck. Then I asked him, what happened to your
neck?
And he said, one day I woke up and my neck was giving me serious issues. And I said, I'm not going to register at the prayer line. I was feeling, should I continue in church or leave? What takes you off the church is not a spiritual thing. You go off church because of
church
of physical things. And yet a church is a gathering of spirits.
A good church.
You start thinking that a good church. When you go there, are supposed to receive a breakthrough to drive
a
car. And God loves you to have good lives.
But I'm not a good church in align spiritually.
But a good church aligns a person spiritually. And the physical things then fall. Do you understand?
So he said,
I told myself I'm not going to register on prayer
line.
But this day might be the last day for me to go to this church. So I came to church and my neck was giving me problems.
So
men of God, you pray for everyone and you finish. And he said, I'm doing a prayer for us to go home. Then he said, I said to myself, this is the end. Then he said, the man of God then said, I want to pray for somebody who's having problems with the neck.
But I want you to see something.
I had told myself we are now closing the church. We're going home. The issue of the neck. I started having problems of that issue when
and I chose to ignore it as a postman.
As a postman of the issue,
because
I chose
to
ignore.
The gift of a prophet is subject to the prophet.
Amen. If I come out of this place without prophesying to you, then congratulations. It's not a crime for me not to tell them.
Because it's subject to me.
The gift is subject to me. You see, the child is already playing. God will not say you have got a crime. Why did not handle the issue of the
name? There
are so many cases that God has addressed.
But
as we the problem with people is this. If I don't come direct on him or on
her,
they feel God is not speaking. Do you understand?
And it's up to me to.
It's up to me whether I want to be proved by you or not. Do you understand?
I still remember when my sister came.
She was asking, does he prophesy there?
And
don't think I did not know that she wanted prophets.
Then one
too
day,
much.
A question and man's answer. So after some months, the story.
After months, as she was coming to church,
I gave
myself and said, I want to finish her issues today. And I said, I'm hearing the sound of a gun. A person going out and shooting a gun. Who is that person? She said, it's my father.
But all right.
And I said, okay.
Chibuwe.
And I said, Chibuwe, do you know the place? That's the place of a rural homeland.
Chipinge oko.
In Chipinge
now,
there.
But just imagine.
In that service, I prophesied to her until she felt she no longer wants prophets.
But it was up to me.
Amen. I want you to understand.
It's up to the men. That's
why I see most people. When they are going before such a person, they go with a gift. They know if their flesh is happy, they'll also be excited. Amen.
everything is spiritual.
Amen.
Who is a saint?
So I received a question. Who is
so
a saint?
So I thought kuti pakuburuka message to me. I thought kuti pakuburuka. I'm a saint. Nechishona I'm not teaching muchene. This one.
To me, I thought the message is now coming for Sunday
service. Nechishona limited. Holy, holy one, muchene.
Holy
saint,
one.
Muchene wa Jehovah.
Yes.
So ndakabvunzwa kuti who is a saint?
So I received a question. Who is
so,
a saint?
Ndakaramba ndakamira ngafunga kuti pakuburuka chi?
I stood up.
That's what I thought. Ndakapiwa message chi? Yes, Sunday.
I stood up thinking a Sunday message is now coming.
Answer inakuya.
And the answer did not come.
Ndakamukama kuseni, madzakandi muno paridzenga ta, ndiri confused.
I woke up in the morning and mom asked, what are you going to preach about? And I said, I'm confused.
Who is a saint?
I was asked, who is a saint?
It's Saturday.
This is Saturday.
That's why I'm very confused.
And I said, I'm now
but
confused.
But I heard a song, ichiimbwa.
Then I heard a song being played
Munzeve.
In my ears.
Vanda Google that song.
And I Googled searching for that
words and I
searching for that song as I heard the words that I was
not song you know to exist.
And I heard this I discovered the song existed and it's actually sang by a musician in America.
When I go,
when I got here, I went into the office wanting to pray for the service. If you check, I'm writing verses on my notes, not notes. Then I came here, I preached. After preaching, I went back. And I was told your answer
now,
was in that song.
In definitely service and but I thought, after service, man, your answer.
I thought I'm receiving a service, but it was
so
a service.
Confusion here. We had ended up your answer before service.
Imagine the confusion if I got the answer after the before the
about a saint.
I would come here and say, I want to preach to you about a saint.
But can you imagine, after service,
when it came after service,
that the saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up.
It was just an issue that I was discussing with mom, but a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up.
But this explanation.
Did you understand the explanation? A holy person is one who has fallen down and is
a message because of a phone call and got it on Monday.
I did not know I'm receiving this message because of a phone call coming on
it Monday. It was Monday.
On Monday, when I was about to go to bed, I received a phone
call.
I answered the phone and I put it on loud. And that person started telling me the things that he was telling me. Man of God, do you know so and so person?
But yes, I know.
And I said, I know them. There are something like this. There's something like this happening, and there's pictures as evidence.
Kuvanamuti, do you know kuti wo ndikati ndoda kukubvunza ndisanda pindura.
Then I said, I want to ask you a question before I answer.
Ndikati, who is a saint?
Who is a saint?
Manze, ndikati, who is a saint?
Amen.
That
person said, I don't know, and I said, it's a person who once fell down and raised.
You are
telling me the picture of the falling down of a person, but you have not told me the picture of his rising. You might continue hanging to issues of a person who fell down, but when he was rising, you were not there. Be careful to judge a saint.
Name a picture angari a sinner.
Of the, with the pictures you took when he was a sinner. Amen.
Because
he might have finished these issues
so
with his
a
court.
Lot of you saints you give up because of a mistake.
Most saints give up because of a mistake.
So spirituality, efforts are not required a holiness from you.
So if you hear about spirituality, think
holiness.
There is no level of holiness that is more than asking Jesus to cleanse you. Amen.
Because chinotita vachene pana mwari iropa raJesu.
What makes us holy before the Lord is the blood
and
of Jesus.
And this kuti vangavatadze, no.
I'm not saying go and sin.
Ndoda kukudza power rinechekuita chinonzi kusimuka.
I want to tell you the power that is in rising.
Imi munoziva kuwikena kunoita kudona.
You know how falling down weakens.
But amuzive power rinoita kunonzi kusimuka.
But you don't know the power that is in the rising.
Ndosaka scripture richiti akaropafadzwa ano akangani.
That's why the scripture says, Kangani? Blessed are those that fall seven times
Achidi.
And raise up.
Saka church, tinobata pekudona kwemunhu.
Church, we are so keen in grasping the falling parts.
That's why we're going to, even if God comes, achida kukubatsira now.
Even if God comes wanting to help you,
une picture yepa idona yako.
You have a picture of where your relatives fell down. You don't have a picture when David rose up when he was in the inner house. You are judging by you, the place where you saw them killing
you.
And pictures that are in the TM supermarkets when they were all laden with saints.
Every saint.
Not knowing every saint
is a sinner who once fell down.
Is a sinner who once fell down.
So there's a difference between a sinner and a saint.
So there is a difference between a sinner
because
and a
sinner
saint.
Because a sinner, they are not kadona.
A sinner is the one that falls and
but
continues in a fallen
no
state.
Long a sinner, he or she is a saint.
But those that have risen up are no longer sinners, they are saints. Everyone here present who said to the Lord, forgive
believe
me.
Believe me, you are a gererwa.
Believe me, you have been forgiven. Amen.
So, Vantino, we disqualify.
So, people, we disqualify ourselves.
Hello.
Amen.
Those rugaya kuta.
You are thinking what I've done is not good.
Even are my abortions awakaita.
Even if there are abortions that you did.
Father, I come, I repent, I'm sorry.
If you say, Father, I come, I repent, and
the
I'm sorry.
The blood of Jesus, that drop of it is so powerful.
Amen. My sister,
because
look here. If you know the power that is in the blood of Jesus, you will not continually hang on the person that caused you to
you
have an abortion.
You move on because ropa.
You move on because the blood
Rakusuka,
has cleansed you. You are no longer a murderer.
Just imagine Paul, akunzi Paul from Saul.
Imagine Paul when his name was changed.
One day
he stands on the pulpit
and
said, amongst you, if I've sinned against anyone.
Because of ye.
When he's saying that there are widows
because
of him.
Because
when he was so, he would touch, he would handle the people's clothes. The people
would because of so.
Some people were widows because of
sin.
But he
Paul.
Stood before people with all guts and
saying,
amongst you, if I've sinned against anyone, let that person stand.
And
nobody stood up. It's all because they understood the power that was in the blood of Jesus. Tell me, what can disqualify you? For God to say yours are too much. Look at the person next to you and ask, what can that be? You are a thief, yes, but repent. We have thieves that repented on the cross.
Problem,
the problem is you want a painful time of
repentance.
You don't believe until we pour so many drums of water and declare you free. You want to be hit by sand.
5 liters emvura.
And you drink 5 liters of water. And you vomit so that you can say all your sins have been vomited. On the part of Jesus, just to say, Father, I have come. Forgive me, I sinned.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Do you understand?
You are just those words away.
Some of you, you are just those words away
from your peaceful life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bible raga zara ne ma medare.
The Bible is full of murderers.
Kutora Goliath is murder.
To kill Goliath, it's murder.
But that murderer was after God's heart.
But that murderer was after God's heart. What you know, you have killed house flies that you used doom to kill.
And mosquitoes that you hit and
There are people who killed people without Jesus spilling his blood. Look at the person next to you and ask them, what is bigger than that?
Peace from those words, God forgive me.
Your peace is in those words. God forgive
me.
God was there, he knows it.
He's a loving father, he's waiting for you to say, I'm sorry.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So everything is spiritual.
Amen. We are coming back to our story.
Pharaoh.
I want you to see here, Pharaoh. When the people came,
Jacob
had a dream before. He's being told by the heavens to go.
It means disadvantage.
It means everything that is going to happen after forgive Pharaoh because he's in a disadvantage. Those that are coming to colonize him, they've been given the stamp by the heavens to go.
Reason why Pharaoh namatos my foreign gods.
The reason Pharaoh worshipped foreign gods.
Now, vazhinji tinotaura nyaya yekusununguruka kweIsraeli kubva mu Egypt.
Most people we talk about the liberation of Israel from Egypt.
But vashoma anotaura kuti vakambopinda sei muEgypt.
But very few people talk about the way they entered into Egypt.
Hello.
Amen.
Because chese chauda kusunungurwa from pane pakapinda. Pane
kapindiro kwakaita. Everything that you want to be liberated from, there's a way that caused you to go in.
Satsata tanga kutaura nyaya yekusunungurwa kuti vambozoti vakapinda sei.
Before we start talking about their liberation, let's talk about how they got in.
Even mudelema mamuri senyika semhuri.
Even the dilemma where you are as a nation or as a family, there's a way Egypt that got you in.
Israel kuti zonzia kubuda mu Egypt ya expire pane dera vakapinda in a beginning.
For Israel to come out of Egypt, there is a day where they
enter. Dera zvino Jacob akaenda.
That day, that is where we are reading. When Jacob was being said, he was. When he was told that Joseph was alive and he was meeting with Joseph.
But Joseph Jacob baba vake vainga kunzi Israel.
And Joseph saw his father, Jacob, who was now being called Israel. And the father saw a child who was said was dead and was happy. But I want you to hear what
and
happened from the day
I
they
met. Please,
I want you to understand. But you're understanding it as we are going. Verse number 4. They said, moreover unto Pharaoh. For to sojourn in the land are we come. For thy servants have not passed.
Usandimanyire. Ndoda kutsanangura Bible.
They said, moreover unto Pharaoh.
Ndiana na vana va Jacob.
These are the children of Jacob.
Mukanoverenga pa verse iri kumashure.
If you read
chapter iri kumashure.
In the
that chapter what?
Chapter before.
46. Joseph anga avaudza kuti mukaona Pharaoh mutaure muchiti.
Joseph will tell them, if you see Pharaoh, tell them we are shepherds.
Mwari audza Jacob kuti ende munopinda muEgypt.
God has told Jacob to go into Egypt.
But administration nacho kapindiro.
But the administration and the way they have to go
in,
it has more to do with you. You are supposed to know
but
what to say.
But can you imagine kuti mwari pakodza Jacob kuti ende munopinda nakuvaudza kuti ende munotaura kuti angoti enda pauchanzi pinda muEgypt pinda nemhuri yako.
When God told Jacob, he did not tell them what to say.
It was Joseph asina kunzwa mwari.
It was Joseph who did not hear from God.
Who
is saying after his brothers and his father came, I want to show you the leaders of this nation. These leaders, if they ask you, What do you want?
Munawadzoti tisu madzikoma Joseph.
You tell them we are the brothers of
Joseph. Baba mozoti ndimbaba vangu.
And you, my father, tell him I'm your
but
father.
But vaudzei kuti munoita zvekufudza murima investors.
But tell them we are shepherds, we are investors.
Taurai kuti nekuti muno ma investors number 1 vano and vanongopiwa the best of the land.
Here investors are given the best of the land.
And tiri kuvabvisa kuti muzive kuti chiku Canaan.
What is taking them off Canaan?
I want you to know. Canaan kwaitanzara.
Is because of hunger that was
Zara kubva move vakwenda ku Africa ku Egypt.
And that hunger moved them to Africa in Egypt.
Vaudzwa na Mwari.
When God had told them.
Kuti panyika kadzese dzamunganogara ende kuEgypt.
Amongst all nations where you can stay is in Egypt.
But itinzwai pakunotara mwara nakodzo tore zvakati aa Joseph ndakanoudza madzikoma kuti pamunonopinda muAfrica.
Joseph told his brothers when you go
into Africa mukangosangana Faro.
If it's in Africa and
you musaudze zvamunoita chaizvo vaudze kuti muri investors.
Don't tell them what you do, tell them you are investors.
Muri kuuya sema investors kuno.
You are coming as investors here. For to sojourn in the land we are, are we come. For thy servants have no pasture for their flocks.
Tirima investors, kwedu koko zveku investors, wachona ta exhausta kwese.
We have exhausted our investments.
Saka tauya kutichi introducer that is same investment nemombe dzedu nezvinhu zvedu muno munyika menyu.
We have come to introduce those investments with our assets here in your nation.
Saka ngati pindei tibvumirane mambo.
So let us enter into an agreement, O King.
Kutoya nezvinhu zvedu.
So that we come with our things.
Vana vedu.
Our children.
Mombe dzedu.
Our livestock.
Imoti providerawo nema natural resources because kwedu hakuna. Because vari kuti mombe dzava dzina zvekufura. Chinofurwa. Isora a natural resource.
Their livestock had no pasture and the livestock.
Saka tiri kuinga kuno ma natural resources.
So we are coming for natural resources.
Asiko kwedu.
That are not there.
But
many
muna mu Egypt arimo.
But here in Egypt they are there.
Tamba de murungu. Handetidzo.
For the famine is so in the land of Canaan.
For the famine is so kwedu kwatiri kubva kune nzara isingaite.
Where we are coming from this drought.
Lesson number 1. Pese paunoona muna chinzi investor inzara.
Lesson number 1. Every time you say an investor.
Where someone ya munyika chitaya kuzo investor. Ze kuti nzara ndo the main thing chamuva.
Everyone who comes to invest in your nation know they've been moved by
hunger. No matter how loaded he is.
No matter how loaded they are.
And this is Africa tidu zvigamuchira.
And this as Africa we don't want to receive it.
Now therefore,
we pray thee. I'll tell you the lesson I received yesterday.
It's gospel according to my checker.
This is the gospel according to my checker.
Yes. And
Now therefore, we pray thee.
We pray thee.
Let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen.
Let thy servants, and our masters, my investors are but tichao ya pano seba servants. Tigare mu Goshen.
We are coming as servants to stay in Goshen.
Now, avas kupiwa Goshen.
They are not receiving Goshen.
Do arkuya sto ziva about Goshen.
They came knowing about Goshen.
As far as to mire, varutoya vakaita investigation dzavakazo kune Goshen.
They did their investigation and knew about Goshen.
Sapa varikuuya varitoziya chavari kuda nenzvimbo yavari kuda.
So when they are coming, they know what they want and the place that they want.
Tiruda marange.
We want marange.
Tipe Goshen.
Give us Goshen. Five. And Pharaoh spoke unto Joseph.
And Pharaoh, Mambo Africa, Pharaoh spoke unto Joseph,
saying, thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee.
Baba wako ne muri dzako but varu ya kwa uri.
They are coming to you. Verse number 6. And the land of Egypt is before thee.
And in Egypt in doye say, yorone.
In the best of the land, make thy father and brethren to dwell.
Manyawi abata mambo.
The king is now.
Nika yese Egypti. Doye orwone.
Egypt is all that you are seeing. This is the over excitement that the black men do when they see the white skin. And showing them what you are not supposed to show them. Make thy father and the brethren to dwell.
Now,
cause them to stay. In other words, everything belongs to you. Your brothers and your father, cause them to stay. In the land of Goshen.
In the land whereof
Goshen.
The best land in the nation.
Let them dwell.
Let them dwell.
And if thou knowest any man of activity among them.
If you know any man of activity among them.
Then make them rulers over
make
my cattle. Give them high seats.
Can you imagine?
Imagine they are going into a country with people with
positions already.
But amongst these people that are coming,
ukazia are skilled in any area.
If you know anyone with a skill in
such
area, give them companies and high
seats.
Let them be enthroned and on high. You apply wanting to build a church, they don't give you.
First thing,
those that came out from outside. So that they can build their own Goshen. Give them high seats. Verse number 7. And Joseph brought in Jacob his father. And set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
Jacob.
This is the beginning of all trouble.
Israel.
Jacob.
Now, Israel a of kwa jese. Janoda. Achi pedzwa ku of kwa vanzi chipinda uchi sanga na faro. Israel aneropa fadzora Abraham. Because Israel remember that Jacob manawa Isaac manawa Abraham. Abraham akaropa fadza Isaac. Isaac varopa fadza Jacob. Nekuti ropa fadza Esau akaenda pana Jacob.
Because the blessing of Esau went on Jacob.
Ndokubva Isaac aropa fadza Jacob. Jacob kubva anoropa fadza Pharaoh.
And Isaac blessed Jacob and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. He blessed an enemy. 8. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob. How old art thou? 9. And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years.
My way.
Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been. And have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage.
My way. Okay. And they pa Genesis 49. From verse 2 to 5.
Genesis 49.
I want you to see something here.
Verse number 2.
Remember Israel. Akabvano ropa fadza Pharaoh.
He blessed Pharaoh.
And the Pharaoh anamate mwari wa Israel.
And Pharaoh does not worship the God of Israel.
But arikupiwa blessing ya mwari wa Israel.
But he's receiving the blessing of the God of Israel. The one blessing is the father of
blessings.
Because the blessing of Abraham was on Jacob.
And remember,
and he gave it to Pharaoh. And God did not tell God did not tell Jacob to bless Pharaoh. He just said, go and stay.
But
is the over excitement of every spiritual man. If he receives physical things, even if it's
because
not a duty given by God,
again.
He does. Because that blessing.
So a prophet is subject to the blessing bearer.
Like the prophecy is subject to the blessing bearer. People of God, hear me.
Kune vanhu vekutonzi vakato vakapiwa namwari zvoti vakaropafadza munhu anoropafadza.
There are people that have been given by God that if they bless a person, that person is blessed. If they curse a person, that person becomes
now, a Jacob zvari kuita zvekuropafadza Pharaoh.
What Jacob is doing to bless
Pharaoh. Hana kumutaura kuti ropafadza Pharaoh.
God did not tell him to break
and
to bless
Pharaoh.
He had an offer and he was excited by the offer.
Agati atapi wazi Goshen.
And he said, we have received Goshen. And he said, Pharaoh is receiving the blessing
that
Jacob
has.
I want to see how he can control spiritual things. The person blessing him is running away
and
from
the spiritual significance.
Pharaoh is not saying, I'm the one who's supposed to bless you.
He because
he saw the life of Joseph that this young man is
because it's not the blessing at this moment.
Blessing is not in livestock.
Blessing at this motor.
Blessing is not in vehicle.
Blessing in meponetera munu.
Blessing is a wind that follows a person.
Saka ukabatirira kuti ndichaona takaropafadzwa neano driver.
If you say I'm going to see their blessing by
unovigirwa Jacob anenzara.
Jacob comes and is hungry.
Yet akatakura ropafadzo ane mhepo.
And yet he's carrying the blessing with
him. And mind you, murumano, the Pharaoh was so spiritual.
Remember, Pharaoh was so spiritual.
Aiziva mhepo nevakatakura mhepo.
He knew the wind and those carrying that wind.
Paruku offer zvese izvi.
When he offered all this,
aiziva chine vanhu ava chavarikuzoti vamwe vese havazoti vanacho.
He knew what these people had that
aiziva kuti Jacob anemwe mhepo nomuteira.
He knew Jacob had a wind that
ndakaona pamwana wake uyu.
I saw it on his child.
Kunyange mwana yanga ari mujeri mhepo yanga iripo.
Even if this son was in the
ari mugomba mhepo yanga iripo.
In the spirit, the wind was there.
Saka kuchema kudemba kwa Jacob kwekuti kwa Joseph kwekuti unofungidzira kuti ropafadzo kugara na Pharaoh.
Is the weakness of Joseph to think that blessing is staying?
Usingazvizive kuti unogononga wakatoropafadzwa.
You might be blessed.
Uchigara nevanhu vasina ropafadzo.
Staying with people that are not blessed.
Kuva nema physical position hazviroti wakaropafadzwa.
Having physical position doesn't mean you are blessed.
Imhepo.
It is just a presence.
I'm not a blessing, it's a wind.
Blessing, it is a presence.
Doba, anza ndiku ropafadze baba.
And he said, let me bless you.
Hala kuti mune mudonzo chete mune ropafadza nei.
He said, you have a rod, how are you going to bless me?
Azoti dare rine mhepo takura.
He knew this old man had a presence that he carries.
Zvakati ropafadzai.
And he said, bless.
Can you imagine?
Imagine
kuti mumwe ya Pharaoh was also an Abraham in the spirit.
In the spirit, Pharaoh was also
Abraham.
And yet he doesn't worship the God of Abraham. He received the presence that was with Abraham. Amen. Hallelujah. If you read your Bibles carefully, the history of Abraham coming into Egypt was there. At one point, Abraham entered into Egypt. And he lied that his wife was his sister. And God had to visit the king. You are dead man. If you touch the wife of Abraham, and the king said, it is not his sister, it's the wife. Leave that wife. It is said, give Abraham everything that he wants. Because the power and the presence that I saw spiritually told me to leave him. What are the Egyptians understanding? That they see people with nothing physically. But they are able to read and to have an encounter with the presence that they carry. On receiving the gifts, that's when they received Haggai. That you don't know that if you have a deal with the devil,
Even if mukati mapedzerana.
Even if you have come to the end of your
tether,
you plant a seed amongst you and cause it to
grow.
The one who came with Haggai from Egypt, it was Abraham when he received it from the king. Take this one also, Haggai. That's the same Haggai when Sarah saw that.
Sarah, they are going to take Haggai, Kamuranda.
And Sarah said, "Check Haggai, my servant, my Egyptian servant."
Haggai, don't marry Ishmael.
And Haggai is the mother of Ishmael.
Do vava zot vava plant a seed. Kuna marwa Israel singa bofe rakava.
And they knew they have planted a seed in the God of Israel that will never be
removed.
So they had a history with Abraham. These people can enter into your nation as
tenants.
But they go out with
riches.
Because of the presence that they
came.
Most of you, you don't know the presence that you carry. You might even sell it. You might even forsake it, that presence.
For money.
Not knowing it's bigger than money.
Alright. Unozeroti kuvani mari kwa kanaka, it's a good.
Do you know having money is good?
Hello.
Amen.
But do
you know when God is growing you or increasing you? It's not seen by the money that you have. It's seen by the name. Amen. When God has increased you, your name is the one that grows, not money. You will end up buying not with money.
But my point is,
but your name becomes access on every point. Do you know there are people, if they go to a Lamborghini shop now, they'll ask him to get any car they want, not
Beckham.
To buy. Because you are Beckham. Have photographs taken with our vehicle. They know their name
product
give weight to their product.
So highest level,
the highest level of growth by God. It's not about having money that buys a suit, but just receiving phone call. We have suits come and take. Having money is good. Most of you are blinded by the realm of money. The realm that I'm talking about, you don't understand. You are wondering, what is he talking about?
Of all things that God could give Jesus, of all things, God gave Jesus a name.
Amen.
That was above every other name.
Amen.
Yet at one point, the devil showed Jesus riches, gold and silver.
Jesus refused. What we are accepting is the one that he refused. Look at the person next to you. Tell them, in your family, you want one person to raise the name of the family. Do you know there are people that if he comes and says, I belong to this family, the issues are finished.
Do you know that?
If they just come and say, I belong to this family, even the farm is gone.
Even my mine, yoyaenda.
Even that mine is gone.
Nekwezita.
Because of a name.
Pane realm rekuti mari ino surrender kuti apata surrender.
There is a realm that money surrender.
Na iyo mari chidzoti nopiwo value nevakura.
And money will feel we have value from this man. That's why I see here I don't preach for you to have money. I preach that you can have a name. Amen.
Hello.
Amen. People should ask, where does this child come from? The way he conducts himself.
Next time achabvunza anombonzani.
The next time they'll ask, what is their name?
Zitaratanga to crack my boundaries.
And the name has begun to crack boundaries.
Musa jere weight in a name.
Do not look down upon the weight that is in a name.
Yet you as Christians, you don't know the weight of a name, yet you believe in a name.
Hallelujah.
What is it? I mean, see?
You don't know the weight in a name.
Yet you believe in a name. Hello.
Amen.
People
should know that when they hear that you enter Botswana,
they
should say, we want to give you money to
your lunch. And
money should feel excited to be eaten
or consumed by you. You're
not supposed to celebrate for money, but money should celebrate
for being used by you.
Do you know that the gold that was in the Ark of the
Covenant,
it was different to the gold that was in the vaults of
all countries.
The gold in the Ark of the Covenant, if you touch it, you die.
Right, holy in the presence.
It was made holy by the presence.
Don't even gold resurrect what to in presence.
Every gold wanted to be in that presence.
Hello?
Amen. The things that you are calling assets or possessions,
they have power in the presence of a name.
They know the power that is in the presence of a name.
You are
supposed, when you hold a fish,
it's
supposed to play in
your hand.
Because of the presence of what you are carrying.
You are
supposed to understand what we say, greater is he. Hallelujah. Money that is in your pocket is different to the money that is in the pocket of the
banker.
When you take it out, you're supposed to know this money
is excited. It must feel
the pain of leaving your pocket or your
hands. Everything
that you are seeing is spiritual.
Okay, do you know, okay, there's a gold.
Do you know if you take gold,
there are
people who see life in that gold.
Gold dresser gold, you know, gonna percentage or gold war.
Gold as gold, it can be differentiated in its percentages.
As gold.
We've got a person with gold with a ring gold, a golden ring.
There
are places that if you take that ring,
they'll
tell you it doesn't have life. People in Shtunguza, wake up, I'm talking to you.
Gold, but are not life.
This is gold, but it doesn't have life.
And
they tell you, take it away, it's useless. Then when it go there with another gold, they say,
spirit
there is
gold.
Life. They will see the spirit in that gold.
Now, mukazoenda, mukadzimawukwira kuma realms.
When you go higher in the ranks of the realms,
pane vanoite kuti, munoite kudi.
There are those who do the... We are on the camera. We are before the camera. We can't share this.
So,
so what happens is this.
Genesis
49 verse number 2. Gather yourselves together and hear.
Now, upon the Jacob again.
This is Jacob. Summoning his children after blessing
Pharaoh.
And he's calling his children, hear thee. Gather yourselves together and hear. Ye sons of Jacob.
Jacob. Now, I want you to understand something. Jacob, but not
the one speaking here is Jacob.
Makode.
I want you to understand and grasp the cause of the spirit. Gather together all ye sons of Jacob. You are now understanding what is speaking is not
Jacob.
What is speaking is the spirit that is in Jacob. Amen. Amen. It's like when Jesus said to his mother, "You woman, what if I to do with you?" What was speaking was not Emmanuel. What was speaking was Jesus.
You understand, right?
God.
Right.
Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father.
Israel, baba venyu.
Hearken unto Israel your father.
Inzwai ani? Israel ani?
Your father. Three.
Reuben.
Thou art my firstborn.
Uri firstborn yangu. Reuben was the firstborn ya Jacob.
My mighty. The beginning of my strength.
In the beginning of my strength.
The excellency of dignity. And the excellence of power. Four. Unstable as waters. Thou shalt not excel.
Akukeswa.
Is now being cursed.
Reuben, the firstborn, yeah, Jacob.
Reuben was the firstborn of Jacob. And Jacob said, gather all ye my sons, I want to bless you. He was about to die. On calling his sons, he began with Reuben, the eldest. Reuben, you are my firstborn. You are the one that I beget when I was old.
Excellent.
You are the son that I beget when I wanted to be a father.
Ah, see. But you are
unstable as water. Unstable as water. Thou shalt not excel.
Now, Dr. Bata, my families now.
I'm now touching family
power
issues.
In my covenants.
I want to show you the power in covenants.
This is the for now.
What people do not know is this. Everyone who is a father in your life.
Or a parent in your life.
Or a parental figure in your life.
They
have power to curse or to bestow a blessing before you. Even if you are a child of a prostitute. Prostitution is bad, but your mother is good. You will not stand and say you are a prostitute. You can't do that.
The moment she
explains that you are unstable waters. The one being spoken about is the firstborn of Jacob.
He's
the one being replaced by Joseph.
Because of the curse.
Because of that curse.
I felt wrong. Was the firstborn. They are not to take care of Lori.
The one was supposed to take care of the entire family.
Because Reuben went to the
bed with his mother. One of his father's wives. And the father knew of it. And the father cursed him. This is what is causing Joseph to come. That's why you see on the tribes of Israel, there's no tribe of Joseph. Because he was a replacement of Reuben. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
To receive a jacket was
and the responsibility that Joseph they're my firstborn.
And the responsibility that was given to Joseph but was for firstborn. But he was being replaced because he did something against his father. I'm now teaching others that are here. Who know they are not in good books with their parents.
As long as you will be unstable because any power.
No matter how much you pray, if your parent is speaking against you, unstable as water. Thou shalt not excel. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Five. Simeon and Levi.
Levi,
pastors were supposed to come out of him. This is Levi.
But in Baba Zwarukutaura,
Simeon and Levi are brethren.
Are brethren,
Instruments of cruelty.
Instruments of cruelty.
Are in their habitations.
Are in their habitations. Ah!
Six. Oh, my soul. come not thou into their secrets.
And
my presence of blessings.
Simeon and Levi, whenever
Simeon and Levi sit
in the meet,
my spirit do not go there.
Is the
Father talking to the presence of blessings? And this is the Father who blessed
Pharaoh.
He's blessing a witch doctor, but he's cursing his children.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my soul, come not thou into their secret.
Even my secrets,
unto their assembly,
mine
honor be not thou united.
Mm.
For in their anger they slew a man.
In their anger they slew
a man.
Amen.
And in their soul field they digged down. Do you see the reason why the father is cursing? Let me explain. When the father is saying this, doesn't know Levi is supposed to be God pastors. He's cursing him, and God has spoken that Levites are coming out of your generation. And yet the father cursed the Levites. I am cursing your anger. Every time you are angry, this curse will be activated. Verse number 7. Cursed be thy anger.
Cursed be the person of people.
Every time when Levi you are going to be angry, evil spirits will know that you are angry. You evoke spirits because of your anger. Every time you are going to be angry, you are going to go against the Lord. Men of God, what are you saying?
It explains because Revindo Futangori Sekuruva Moses.
Levi was the father of the grandfather of Moses.
Moses was the meekest man under the sun.
If you read the Bible, it says Moses was the meekest man under the sun.
But one day Moses akatsamwa.
But one day Moses was angry. When he saw people performing idolatry.
Ten commandments.
And when he was angry, he was holding the Ten Commandments in his hand. That had been written by the finger of God. But because of the case that left you're going to evoke evil spirits. When Moses was angered, he broke the tablets of the Ten Commandments.
Hallelujah.
Because his anger was cursed by his grandfather. One day Moses was angered when on the waters of Mara. When Israel said, "We are thirsty, we want water." By anger, Moses hit the rock
twice.
And God appeared to Moses and said, "You are not going to enter into..." Because of your anger, that caused you to hit the rock twice. The rock that you hit was Jesus. You crucified him twice. Because of that gesture, you have crucified Jesus twice. Because of your anger, every time when I was angered, you forgot the things of the Lord. The father cursed the anger of Levi.
All right. Cursed be thy anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath,
for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob
and scatter them in
Israel. Verse number 8. Judah.
Do not mourn it.
I want you to see this.
Verse 6.
Verse number 6.
Oh my soul.
Come not thou into their secret. Unto their assembly. Mine honor be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man.
Now, Parkunzi, they slew a man.
When they're saying they slew a man,
Bakauraya Shechem.
They killed Shechem.
Shechem anga rapan Dina.
Shechem had raped their sister called Dina.
Dina
kana Diana meno arepwa.
When Dina or Diana was raped.
Zvinonzi Shechem akanzwa kuti no mwana ndomuda.
Shechem felt I love this
ndamurepa hangu asi ndomuda.
I loved her, I've raped her, but I love
Shechem ati ngatitore vanotora na baba vake nehama dzake zvanzi baba pane zvandaita.
Shechem spoke to his relatives and said, we have done something.
Chabuda, ngatiende tinoroora mwana.
But this thing before it come, let us go and marry this
mhuri ya Jacob.
So that there can be unity amongst our families.
Because for time acho nayo vana Jacob vaifambi.
Because during that time, Jacob and his family
they'd
been given a place to stay by
Shechem. So Shechem Jacob.
So Shechem and his father went to Jacob. Listen, we want to unify our families. Your daughters are supposed to be married by our sons. And your community becomes our community. And Jacob saw this as a noble idea and said, it's good. But the children of Levi and Simeon, they said, we have heard the gathering. When Dina was raped, she told her brothers, we heard that they want us to be united as a family. But we are the children of Abraham. We were told by God, if you want us to be united to these people, there is a seal that shows we are people who belong to God. If you want to be united to us, let your men be circumcised. If a person is circumcised in their old age, it is a danger.
Because munhu wese pancircumcised after 3 or 4 days, anoita fever iri high.
Everyone you are circumcised, 3-4 days later, you get a fever.
It's easy ari mwana than akura.
It's easy when you are a child than when you are grown up.
So vana Shechem achizwa kunzi ano zvakanaka to circumcise.
And the Shechem said, it's okay, we can circumcise.
Varume vese enda kunochecheudzwa.
And all the men were circumcised.
Revina Simon vamira dera vanenge vane fever the 3rd or 4th day.
And Leva and Simon waited for the day when they had
the fever.
As they were sick, they killed everyone. After killing them, they burnt their houses. And they took their wealth and they took their
sister.
And yet their father had entered into a covenant with Shechem. When they did that against Shechem, Jacob, it touched Jacob because my children, can they perform such an act?
You know the Shechem,
what is called Shechem?
Do yaka zodi Samaria.
This is what was called then
Samaria.
When you heard that Jews and Samaritans don't have a relationship, it was the issue of Dina who was raped by the Shechemites. So when they said we cannot see eye to
eye,
use offsprings of Jews, so there was no relationship between the Samaritans and the Jews. This is when Levites were cursed because of
Dina.
And who is cursing them is the father.
Yet the same man,
and the same man has blessed the witch doctor and cursed his children. This is the beginning of even a rebellious spirit.
Pastor, what do you mean?
A spirit of revenge.
Baba andova kesa ngozi kubana.
This father put a spirit of revenge to children. This day, the spirit of revenge entered into Levi and Simeon.
So they said, no, there is a spiritual attack, demonic attacks.
Not knowing there is a spiritual man who spoke demonic attacks upon the children. What you say, the spirit of revenge. It's a spirit that has been opened.
A spiritual man could,
we need a spiritual man to put that spirit in your life. All of you might think that a dead person is killing you. Not knowing you are being killed by a spirit. That is coming because of revenge. So the father was angered because
And he cared
his children because of the in-laws.
Yet Levi.
And yet the one that have been cursed are the Levites.
That's why John chapter 4 verse 4. When
Jesus was walking to Galilee. He said we are supposed to go through
Samaria.
It's not possible for us to leave this why? Place
because
without passing
my Levites,
through Salam,
my pastors,
Samaria. Because the pastors are cursed. I want to go to the place of their curse.
They reverse that curse.
So that I can reverse the curse.
No, just Samaria, but
and Jesus went through Samaria by the
way.
When he was on the world, a Samaritan
why
woman
came. Mukazi?
Why was
when
because what caused the case to come was
a woman
a Samaritan woman came with the issue of not having a marriage. And Jesus sat by the well.
Why? Because unstable is waters.
Because unstable is water. There was an issue of water there.
So,
people of God, hear me. The well where he sat was a well of Jacob. He is a man who cares the issues we want to
cover.
He's a father who put a covenant that was troubling children. And Jesus said, I'm supposed to finish it here.
So Jesus went to Samaria.
When Jesus was going to Samaria,
there is no one
with an anointing and a rank.
Because Angari Murenkra Abraham.
When he spoke this, he was in the rank of Abraham. So it was they need a man with a higher rank. And Jesus said, let us go and correct the issue of these people. This is the case that caused everyone to do with Abraham. All the firstborn were left behind and the secondborn was taken. And Jesus knew he was in danger if he doesn't correct this issue.
Firstborn.
He was the firstborn of God. They might need another person. I'm supposed to correct the issues of the firstborn. And he went to where it began in Samaria. Most people are here, you are in a tight spot because your father is a doctor and cursed you.
How did they do that?
Why did they do that? In your family, there might have been a problem. And the family went to consult a witch doctor. And you brought a beast, you are blessing a witch doctor. And the witch doctor told you and your father opened his mouth. And said, I have got this one. And said, we don't want that. And they took the child that was you were paying the price of a revenge spirit. Not knowing you, it was a father cursing a child, blessing a witch doctor. Most people here present, that is the curse you are suffering from. You have fathers who bless the prostitutes and curse the children. They left their monies with prostitutes saying you are beautiful. To your mother they said, this is a dog, this child will not make it. And this was Pharaoh being blessed by Jacob. What is painful is most issues happening here is got people with your names. Look at the person next to you. There is a father who cursed and blessed a person who was not supposed to be blessed. Your blessing right now is in a cave of a witch doctor. This is what we are not told when you go to consult witch doctors, that they are exchanging blessings. They are helping the family at the expense of the children.
Unstable as waters.
You see children growing up unstable as waters. And yet this is parents who went and exchanged. They blessed Pharaoh. And they cursed children. And they cursed even
labor.
But I am happy this afternoon that Jesus passed through Samaria. He was going somewhere, but he heard that there are issues
with Chitungwiza.
We are supposed to go through Chitungwiza. There is a child who is not supposed, who cannot escape this if I don't pass through. What I'm saying, hear me. This is what you are suffering, saying there is a revenge spirit in our family. There are people who have been given to.
So already, we have
children that want to be married, but in your family, there's a son-in-law. These are now goblins. Hallelujah. A child wants to be married, but they can't. Before we talk of spiritual husband, in your family lineage, they know that
you're
That's why you see every revenge spirit wants to be paid back by a woman. And the wife, the child required is not a child of a prostitute. If you see where they pay these spirits, the spirit of revenge. No father raised a hand and said, let me go and raise a child. It is paid back by children that are present. Hallelujah. They are given to a spirit. And you are saying we have corrected this issue. Not knowing you have given your children
in
marriage to other spirits that are going to trouble the whole family tomorrow. This is where goblins come from. Some of you are long married and yet you want to be married. Hallelujah. So marriages will not last. There are spirits that claim you. Have you ever heard them saying, she was given to us when she was young? What pains the most is most of you when the lobola negotiations are being done, you're not there. They want a girl child. This afternoon I want to pray for you.
And you
know, I don't know what you are fighting against,
but
the instability of your things, it shows that there is a powerful hand that is holding
you.
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying this afternoon.
So the problem with the church is,
the problem with the church, people that are worshipping like this,
we take for granted my spiritual matters.
We take spiritual matters for granted. We start valuing them when they are outside with the witch doctors. Hallelujah. Even today, if I said the solution has come, it is Jesus. You see, the way you take it is not as serious as the way you take it when you hear it from a witch doctor.